Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Menachos Daf Chaf Beis. We begin three lines off the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara Ve'etzim the Pshita Le'Latana the Mishal Tzibur Menalan. So yesterday we concluded that in terms of firewood required for a korban, that's publicly supplied. You don't come lugging your own wood to the Beis Hamikdash with your korban. The question is, how do we know that to be so? How do we know that every individual's korban will partake in the public Eitzim firewood supply for akrava? The Sani of a brisa, Yachalo Eimer Harei Alei Oila. So perhaps when a person donates an oila, he undertakes to bring an oila, he has to bring his firewood with him. Yachal Yava Eimer Harei Alei Oila. He has to bring his own firewood from his home. Just as he brings in a sachem techbeise, the wine and the oil. Tamaloyma, the answer is no. Alo eitzim, pasuk says you bring an oil and you put it on the eitzim. Asher al eish, asher al mizbech, which is on the eish and the mizbech. The pasuk here is connecting the eitzim to the mizbech. Ma mizbech mishal tzibur, just as the mizbech is publicly supplied. Af eitzim, you don't bring your own mizbech. Af eitzim, likewise, the eitzim ve'esh and the fire itself, mishal tzibur, is publicly supplied. Dibur blazer, barabshim. Rav Elazar ben Shlomo Omer, I have a different source. I have a different application for this pasuk. It says like this: Ma mizbeach shel nishtam v'hedyot. The point of the pasuk is to compare the etzim and to the mizbeach. That's coming for a different point. To tell you that the wood has to be fresh wood, never before used wood. You can't use used wood for the karbanis. Ma mizbeach shnushtamish behedyot, just like the mizbeach was never used by a private person. It was fresh stones used for the mizbeach. Af eitzim ve'esh, likewise, the firewood and the fire itself needs to be only shnushtamish behedyot, never before used private person. Might be nice. What's the difference between these two shitas? Whether you can use wood, you can benayu you. Chadati, question is, what do you need fresh new wood? So according to the first shita, it isn't necessarily required. According to the second shita, it is required. Now the first one points out that it's clear from the Gemara that even according to the second opinion, there's no machlekes regarding who supplies it. He also agrees, the second shita also agrees that it has to be publicly supplied from perhaps it's a different source. But it's just pointing out that this pasuk is teaching that it has to be fresh new wood. Ask the Gemara, really, can't use used wood? Vatiki, loy? Wood that was previously used cannot be used for the carbon. Vaksib, we have a pasuk in Shmuel, the famous offer by Aravna, when he offered the carbonis to David HaMelech, Vayema Aravna, David, Yikach, V'yal Adoini, HaMelech, look, please, take what you please. Atay Be'en of anything you want. Re'ya Bakal Oila, you can take the cattle for the Oila of Amerigim, and the Amerigim, which is a farming piece of equipment, use it as firewood. So clearly used equipment for firewood. Who says it was used? Maybe it was brand new. Let's assume it was brand new, never before used equipment, which you took apart, which you used for firewood. Now what exactly is this piece of equipment? What does that mean? This block of wood, the kurkasa, which has these pegs and these holes, used to to thresh the straw, turn into hay. It's used to thresh the hay. Amar b'yisa mikra. How do we know it's for that purpose? This is the pasuk speaking about the goyim being punished and being put through this type of experience, threshed with this type of device. Hine samtich l'moirak. Moirak is like moirigim. Chorotz is it's a thing that has the crevices. Chadash v'apipio is tadash harem. It's gonna do what it needs to do to the guy. Okay, now what happens if there's a mix-up between menachah? Says the Mishnah. Nis arev kaimtza becomes chaverta. So you have a regular mincha, standard mincha v'Yisrael, flour, oil, right? And there was a kmitza taken from it, and that kaimtza dropped back into some sort of mincha that was sitting nearby, becomes chaverta, and the mincha next door. or b'minchas kayanim, a mincha b'kayin, b'minchas kayin mashiach, b'minchas nesachim. So all these cases, k'shera, they're okay, because the kaimus that fill in will now be put on the mizbeach, despite the fact that it's mixed in with another mincha. But the thing is that the second mincha doesn't need k'mitza. A mincha b'kayin, etc., don't need k'mitza. So just take the whole bowl and put it on the mizbeach and you're good. Rabbi the Omer, hold it. Rabbi the says, no, it's not so simple. Because the proportions, the oil proportions are different per mincha. You'll have transfer between menachos. That's a problem. So if your k'mitza drops into the b'minchas, Rabbi the b'minchas koyin, mashiach, b'minchas nesachim, everything's possible. Psula, why? Because you see, in a standard, regular mincha, you take just one lug, let's call it 1 liter of oil, mixing it into a isaron of silas. So it's sort of a more dry type of consistency. Whereas the other menachas that you've just described have much more oil. 3 lug per isaron, much more oily mincha. So now there's going to be transfer because it equalizes. When this sort of dry portion falls into that very moist mincha, there's going to be equalization. There's going to be oil mixing around, moving around from the perimeters into the center, into the, you know, to the kmitza that fill in, which is dry, which is going to absorb some of that oil. So now you have two problems on your hand. The kmitza, which is meant to have less oil, now absorbed too much oil, too much that than required, and the surrounding area now lost its oil. It's as if it's missing oil. So you're cut on both sides. You're short on both ends. Shazub lulasa ava. The kaimitz of the regular mincha has a thicker consistency, less oil, whereas the other ones are more liquidy consistency. They absorb from each other. So the oil of these surroundings will now permeate to the middle one, to the kmitza, and that oil will be bottled in the more dry kmitza. So now the surrounding material is missing, is lacking some of its oil. And likewise, the kaim is now imported extra oil, more than he needs. Okay, that takes us into a discussion regarding bittel. In the Tarevis of Min Bemina, you realize here we have oil and oil, so it's like Min Bemina. We'll see. Tananas, we have a discussion back in Masech HaZvachim, if you recall. Damshin Sar B'mayim, you have blood of a carbon, which is meant for Zrika, but it got mixed with water. Can it still be used for Zrika or not? Depends how much water it is. It depends if the blood is considered nullified in the mix. If you can still see the blood within it, it still appears like blood, it's still reddish, kosher, you can still use it for Zrika. But now let's say it gets mixed into red wine. Since they both have the same color, it's indiscernible. We envision, we imagine as though the red wine is really water. And we sort of calculate, theoretically, if this amount of blood would have mixed into this amount of water, would the redness of the blood still be discernible? Then it's okay. Likewise, if it got mixed into other bloods, which share the same color, same method is used. So we view that blood, kilumayim, as though it's water. And if it would be water, would the kachin blood still be visible? Then you go. Rabbi Daimar, ain dam batal dam. He says, no issue. When it's blood on blood, it's called min bemina, the same type of materials. There's no opposition. There's no challenge. There's no bittul. Nullification comes from a challenge. No challenge. For they're both the same type of materials. And therefore, even if a little bit of dam kashim gets mixed into a huge amount of other dam, there's no bittul. But according to Rabbanan, even when it's min bemina, it's bittul. What's this machlok is based on? Rav Yechanan. Amar Yechanan, shnei mikrei chadosh, they're both based on the same pasuk. From Yom Kippur, we know that the pasuk instructs them to mix together the huge amount of blood from the cow, with the par, with the small amount of blood of the goat, and use them both together in a mixed form. What happened to bittul? V'logach midam par, midam asur. And we all know, hadavar yodua shadam shel par, merubu midam shel asur. The huge amount of the cow blood, certainly overrides a small amount of soya blood. So how can you mix them together and use them both in a mix? Apparently there's no bittul, but the question is why? Certainly there's no bittul, that's established. What's the reason? There are two ways to learn. Rabbanan say, It's because karba materials don't cancel each other out. Oilin are not mabatle each other, period. That's the reason. Not because it's min or mina. Rabbi takes a different Rabbi just says it's because min or mina. So we know the halacha. The question is, what is it attributed to? Rabbanan say, we can't learn from here the fact that this blood does not cancel out the other one. We learn lo'ilin. Material which is slated for the mizbeach, they retain their uniqueness, they retain their footing, their identity, and they don't become nullified. She'ein mevatn zeze. Rabbi takes a different approach. He says, we can't learn from here. Anywhere, even if it's not carbon material, if it's the same type that got mixed in with it, lemin b'vina she'ein bot. And the word elaborates. Rabbanon Sabra, they hold, mikan, we learn from here, lo'ilin, she'ein bot. How do you know that's the reason? Maybe it's because of the minay issue. V'dilma mishum de minu b'minu. Maybe that's the reason. How do you know what to attribute the halacha to? The answer is like this. Yash mina min b'minay, or lo yash mina oilef the pasuk, we speak about a min b'minay mix, which is not carbon material, then you're right, you have a point. I would have no choice but to attribute the reason to that. Because the comments, but hash, but now the Ashmina Oil that the pasuk speaks specifically about carbon materials, that is the reason. Mishum de'oilin. Well, so the one, maybe you need both conditions to prevent the bittul from taking place. You need A, oilin. Number two, min b'mina. Viduma oilin. Viduma adik min b'mina ve'oilin. Kashi. In fact, that's a good question that we're not answering. Conversely, Rida takes the other approach. Rida the Savar, Mekan, we learn from here, the min b'mina sheni batul. The fact that two bloods don't cancel each other out because it's min b'mina. Well, who says? Maybe it's because it's oilin, like the Rabbana. Viduma shum de oilin. Who? Well, yes, we know oil. The answer is if the pasuk speaks about oil and carbon materials which are unlike each other, mimishen aminai, then you would have a point. Because the amris, I'll be forced, I'll be compelled to attribute the reason to the oil. But now the pasuk speaks specifically about two of the same types, then that is the reason. Mishum de miminu. Well, says the one who says maybe you need both conditions present to preempt the bitu. Vidum adik mimimina. You need the same types. And also, vayilim kashi, we'll leave it unresolved. Now comes the question on the Mishnah. So by extension, since there's a... let's see how it applies to the Mishnah. It says, so if the kmitza of the drier mincha dropped into the more moist mincha, the more oily mincha, you have a problem on your hands. Mincha's kein Mashiach, nesach and psula. Why? He explains. Shazu b'lasa ava, because the kmitza is coming from a thicker direction. Shazu b'lasa av, raka, whereas the menachas that fell into, that dropped into, are saturated with oil. Vein boilois, zumizun, they transfer, they absorb from each other. What's the problem? It's min b'mino, it's oil and oil. What are you concerned about? That the extra oil from the oil of mincha has now permeated, has now penetrated and been absorbed and imported into the kmitza and been bottled to the kmitza. Now it gets sort of incorporated and becomes part of the kmitza. So now the kmitza has too much oil and you've lost some oil from the other mincha. Who cares if they absorb from each other? It's oil and oil. So basically the oil that the kmitza now imported doesn't become part of itself. Doesn't become bottled in the kmitza. Right, the little bit of oil that came in, that doesn't become nullified and incorporated into the kmitza, because the greater amount of oil that's sitting in the kmitza, which will now be mevatel, this little bit of oil that came in from the outside, is mevamina. It's not bottled. So this imported oil still relates to the external material. It's still outside, so to speak. It's not bottled to the kmitza. So there's no transfer at all. Amar, Rava, hold it. Let's keep in mind that the Kaimitz material has two things within it. It's comprised of oil. You're right, that oil can't make trouble. That can't be Mavatal, the imported oil, and sort of incorporated into itself. But the flour part of it could, because the flour is not the same min as oil. So now, again, let's picture it. You have a mincha which is less oily. You took the kmitza out. And you by mistake dropped it into the oily mincha. So the kaimitz now sunk into that oily mincha. So the flour portion of that kaimitz, which is a different min than the oil surrounding it, will now import. Right, that's what happened. It equalizes, right? This transfer of moisture from the more moist to the drier area. So that flour, so to speak, the flour of the kaimitz will not import, will suck in some of that surrounding oil, which will now become bottle in the flour, because mimishe and amina, different types, which are going to all shoot as this bottle. So now you landed too much oil in that climate and too little in the surrounding area. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, kol shem min v'mina, when you have a mix between min v'mina, like oil and oil, but then you have another material as well, such as the flour in the climates, which will now interact with the imported oil, salegas minik mishena, ignore the parallel type, the oil within the climates, move it aside to get it out of the equation, mishena mina, and the type which is different than the imported oil, i.e. the flour within that climates, rabba lebe mavathloi, overrides and overwhelms the little bit of the imported oil in the kmitza, mavathlet, mavathlet, which basically makes it part of itself. It incorporates it into itself. It detaches it. It disengages it from the surrounding mincha. It becomes part of the kmitz. So now we've left with a kmitz which too much oil, and a mincha which lost its required oil. So that's the problem. But that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Chacham, there's no issue, because oilin are not mavatl each other. And we have oilin here. We have the kmitz. We have the mincha. Oilin not mavatl each other. So wherever this oil is, even if it moved around and landed inside the kmitz within its mix, doesn't matter. It's still connected to its previous, you know, a mincha, which hasn't lost that oil, because it's still there. It's not becoming part of the kaimitz. The kaimitz is not going to be mavatlet and take it in. So it still relates to the surrounding material. So each mincha still has its proper ratio, proper makeup, a flour vis-a-vis oil, and its kasha. Okay, in a nutshell, we learned that Eitzim is always publicly supplied based on the Pasuk. We discussed using new firewood as opposed to pre-used. We discussed the mix between the Kayimetz and other Menaches, which contributes as a problem because it becomes Min Mishen Yimina and it's bottled, and now you have a transfer of oil from the surrounding to the Kayimetz. Kayimetz has too much, the surrounding has too little. Machlaik is regarding Min Bimina, you contribute that there's no Bittul. According to the Rabbanon, there is Bittul. It's only because it's oilin. Oilin, not about each other. And they're both based on the same halacha on Yom Kippur, where they mix the two bloods. Clearly, there's no bittul. The question is why? Contrabida, because mim b'mina is not batal. Contrabanan, it's because oilin, and not mavatal zeh. All the best to you, not slachara.